Blog Talk Radio.
But Holy Spirit God, living, moving, and having his way in my mind, body, and spirit. And I pray the same for each and every one of you, beautiful souls. Praise the Lord, and welcome, welcome, welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. Now, I'm talking about right now, you all, is the time to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father. And words can never fully express our gratitude and our joy for his precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, wonderful Messiah, Savior, and Redeemer, Jesus the Christ, right here on this Fire gospel experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unequivocally, as well as unapologetically declared to be the only Redeemer. He's the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. He's our only hope and life for this lost, dark, and dying world that you and I are living in. Blessings to you, beautiful souls. I am your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire. The gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. God is not a respecter of persons, y'all. No, he's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual consideration as well as your sanctified significance, your growth and maturity from the book of Isaiah, 52nd chapter, verses 11 to 12, where our Almighty God is speaking to his chosen people of Abraham, who at that time were being held as prisoners in captivity. You know, God had allowed them to be overrun by foreign invaders due to their disobedience to the covenant God made with them. However, after the time of chastisement was over, God returned to free and restore his people with great promises again. And it's all based on his love and their obedience. Are we believers today staying obedient to the will, way, and word of God? If not, then we too will suffer the consequences. But God always has our back for revival, recovery, and restoration back to him. We're going to be discussing later on the broadcast backup. God is our backup. Isaiah 52, verses 11 and 12. My special guest is here, an amazing woman of God that has many, many accomplishments that we all can be so very proud and impressed by. Talking about author, gospel artist, manager, and many, many other things that we're going to talk about. Happy to have with us on this Fire Gospel Experience, woman of God, Dr. Trinell J. Tucker is here on this Fire Gospel Experience. You talk about a woman that is doing what God has called her to do, and she has been blessed with many, many abilities. Looking forward to her sharing with us all the prominent keys to success, all of her victories over trials, tribulations, temptations, and trouble, and how God has sustained her through them all. And then, of course, we will have Word of Inspiration recorded from Man of God. Richie E. Irby is back with more recorded inspiration for Word Up Inspiration right here. And I'm telling you, this man of God is so full of inspirational word on a daily basis, he just can't help himself. He's back with us with inspirational words. So listen, what I want you to do is call a family member, friend, co-worker, neighbor, anyone that's in your spirit right now that you know could use a good word of godly inspiration on a practical, realistic application that me and my special guest, woman of God, Dr. Trinell J. Tucker, have found to be keys to success and fulfillment. Amen. It goes right there. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for keeping us, covering us, and lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire.
I rep the King music, bumping in my stereo. Yes, I am a Christian, holy like a Cheerio. Anti-secular, the world, I had to let her go. Now my God is gassing me up like Texaco. In his presence, I speak no English, Mexico. I am in his hands, and he won't let me go. Jesus is my only hope, and I'ma give him all I got. Jesus is my only shot, and the time is running out.
Let's go.
I gotta hit this three-pointer before the buzzer go off.
Yeah.
I gotta win these souls before that trumpet blow off.
Yeah.
I gotta walk in the spirit before my flesh show off. Right on, gotta keep my light on, no off. Jesus the boss,
yeah.
You know what it is. He died on the cross. So we could live, yes he took a loss,
yeah.
So we could win, ask him to forgive your sin, I lift his name,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus, all power in the name Jesus,
yeah.
All glory to the name Jesus,
yeah.
All honor to the name Jesus.
Yeah.
Salvation in the name Jesus. I searched all over,
yeah.
Couldn't find nobody,
yeah. No.
I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
What are you?
Nobody greater than my Savior, Jesus the King. He is major. Where is my life but a vapor? He is not Cain, but he is able. Able to do what he said he would do. And if he do it for me, then he can do it for you. Yes, he does for the Greek what he did for the Jews. He make all things new. He make all things new. He's the way and the truth. He's the life and the King. Salvation in no other. All power in his name. By him I have been changed. By his grace I am saved. Through faith I am not the same. I am unashamed of the name of Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
All power in the name Jesus. All glory to the name Jesus. All honor to the name Jesus. Salvation in the name Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
There's no other name on the earth whereby men can call on and expect to be saved except the name of our Lord, our Savior, the one and only Jesus the Christ. Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Mike. That's how you start a fire gospel experience out right there, right there. My special guest is here, Lord Jesus, and she's connected with that good brother, Brother Mike. She is the manager of Brother Mike and so many other blessed gospel artists that are just anointed to do God's purpose. And yeah, they're on the front lines. Yeah, they're singing millennial gospel music. So don't y'all get it all messed up and twisted talking about, man, that gospel music, rap music, I don't know nothing about that. Well, I tell you what, we're not going to be here forever. And everybody that got a problem with this, that, the other thing, guess who's going to be in charge after we long gone? Yeah, yeah, the people that a lot of folks are having issues with. So the Bible tells me that those who call upon the name of the Lord with a willing heart and with an open mind and with sincerity shall be saved. Y'all told us to come as we are, so open the doors wide because they're coming in. My special guest, she is so many different accomplishments to her title of Doctor Transpersonal Psychology in Human Services. I just learned about that new phraseology just a little while ago, so I ain't gonna act like I've been knowing it. She is the CEO at UMG. She is also general manager at KJO Records. She is the GHH publicist. I'm gonna let her define all of these abbreviations. Author, speaker, host, magazine editor at Raycon Magazine. She was originally from Fayetteville, North Carolina, but now she's down there in the Sunshine State of Palm Coast, Florida. My special guest is here, and I can't wait to bring this young lady on because she's going to bless us. Come on in the room, woman of God, Dr. Trinelle J. Tucker is right here, y'all, on this fire gospel experience. Yes, yes, she is. Amen, amen, amen.
Yes,
how you
yes,
doing,
yes.
Woman of God?
I am blessed. I'm blessed, though. How are you?
I'm well. You're blessed and highly favored. Before we get this thing started,
yes,
with all of those accomplishments, with so many irons in the fire, I know you just be praying it was just, what, 28 hours in a day instead of 24? Maybe 30, just so that you can keep on keeping on, right?
Some days it's like that.
Amen, amen. Well, listen, woman of God, before we get into who you are, I want to thank you for being my special guest for the 500th episode of Fire, the Gospel Experience. Thank you for joining me on such a wonderful accomplishment that God has given me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Number 500.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know what? God will sustain us. He will keep us. If we just keep our hands in his hands, he will honor the work that we do. So I am just excited to have you here with us on this special occasion. Enough about me and Fire the Gospel Experience. We are blessed. Certainly we are anointed. Why don't you share with the listening audience who you are? What was your life like when you made the decision to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and become a Christian?
All right. Whew. I always like stop at this question where it says who you are, because it's like so loaded to me. But you know, I can really talk about like my experience just coming in to know God. And I always say this: I met God before I met religion, and I didn't grow up into church. I didn't grow up, you know, knowing scriptures. Nobody was preaching at me. I would go visit every once in a while. My family had respectable church background, but it wasn't, you know what I mean? Like I didn't go every Sunday or anything like that. So, but I had a relationship, and it's kind of, weird for me to, explain it, because it's really just a very personal experience that I had with God, where I just knew he was my God, you know.
Okay.
And I didn't always make the right decisions. I didn't always do everything right. When it was time, when he called me, I was 21 years old. I was at work with a couple of friends of mine, and we were talking about this dream that was really scary. And one of my sister's kids in the dream had passed away, and we were like, okay, we don't know what this is, you know. We all were scared, and in that moment I'm like, well, as I got, wait a minute, this is my opportunity to like just give my life to you right now. Like, there is no, it was that detrimental to me. Because I was like, I need to know for sure that when I speak to you, God, that my words are being heard, and that when I'm covering my babies and when I'm covering my nieces and nephews, that, God, you are here. And it was that detrimental to me. I was like, no, I got to do something. I got to make sure. That night I gave my life to God, and I wasn't your typical I was just rejoicing and sharing with everybody. I was like, okay, what's next? You know, how do I be a Christian? How do I, you know, because all I knew was the freedom that I had in just having a relationship with him. I didn't know how to be a Christian, you know. So all these things, all these fears started hitting me. And God was like, it's me and you, like it's always been. It's just about growing and fellowship and getting to know me on a deeper level. And, you know, it's something about connecting, going to church and being around other like-minded believers that helps you grow up in a different way. And so God just showed me that just adds to what we already have.
Well, you know, a woman of God, I'm going to tell you, that's a beautiful process, because as we look around and we see the Jesus in other people, that kind of gives us some cues, I guess you could say, to look for the Jesus in us. We don't have to quack like a duck, walk like a duck, and the other ducks that we see in church. God wants to utilize the uniqueness that is in us. I'm talking about the innate uniqueness that he created within us, within our DNA, within our mindset, and with all of our personal experiences, God says we are totally unique, and we need to find our place to fit inside the body of Christ. So now help us understand now, as you are growing into identity, spiritually so, with the church body, how did you maneuver your way into finding your place in the body of Christ? How was that for you?
Well, like initially, like I said, I didn't know how to be Christian. I seen what everybody else was doing. I saw the form. And I'm not going to go there right now. But I saw the form. It was a very familiar form. And I'm in for, in the beginning, I'm like, okay, that's not me. Like, I don't feel like I look like that. I don't feel like I sound like that. I don't feel like I can do those things. I'm not the type of person that can act. I can only be me. And so so I questioned whether I was Christian enough. And I didn't believe that I fit. I didn't believe I fit anywhere in, you know, the churches that I was attending at that time. But one thing that, that kept me going to church and kept me investing time in and building with the people that I was fellowshipping with in the church that I was going to was the fact that I kept having encounters with the Holy Spirit. And it didn't matter how I looked or what I seen other people doing. My mind was focused on what I was receiving in that moment. And so what's interesting is that I initially, right away, got thrust into, you know, leadership positions and things like that. And I'm like, what in the world? God, I don't know nothing about, you know. And people will recognize your gift before you recognize your gift. But and exactly. That was a dangerous place to be in because people can actually use you before it's your time. I wasn't properly discipled. Yeah. But one thing that it taught me is God showed me that it's not the form. It's not whether you can do the right thing or say the right thing or be in the same formation as the people that you see around you. It's whether you are open enough and willing enough to receive what I'm going to do through you. And
Amen.
I took what I've learned in my personal time, and I was just authentic. I say it like that. And then I began to see other people, you know, being discipled, and I was able to teach and able to grow in my positions that God had placed me in, based on the authenticity that he had that I was walking in.
Amen. You know what I discovered, woman of God, Dr. Trinnell, is that we know that there's this struggle between the inner and the outer man, right? The flesh and the spirit.
Oh, yes.
And, and what I've come to notice that as we continue to walk in the spirit, guess what's going to happen? Our inner man is going to fight back against the outer man, the flesh, for expression. And what I mean by that, when you hear me with these bells and this clapper, I couldn't restrain myself in my worship service any longer because I'm at a point in my love and appreciation for God where I wanted to express more than just my clapping of my hands, my shouts of praise. I read over and over in the scriptures where they had all types of instruments. So I went online. I got me some horns. Not horns. I got me some jingle bells, some other bells, cowbells, triangles, because I want to be more of a part of a praiser. I want exuberant praise because, listen, we don't always tell our testimony fully to everybody, but God knows. So since God knows what he has done for me, I tell people all the time, if you try to withhold your praise and your testimony, you will run hurt yourself. Your spirit man, your spirit woman, boy and girl is going to want to demand to be set free. The Bible declares that that we are set free. So I know I had to overcome worrying about other people's opinion about me, showing off and wanting to be seen and things like that. I'm like, look, if that's what y'all want to think about me, y'all go right ahead and do that. But in the meantime, I need to set my soul free and express this exuberant joy that I have in God. So, woman of God, with that being said, what advice do you have for the people of God when it comes to who we are in Christ? What have you learned that have taken you from that little girl that accepted Jesus Christ to this full-grown, mature woman in God now, where you found yourself, your identity and calling, knowing that there's more to you to grow? How can you encourage those of us in the body of Christ to find our purpose and our calling?
Well, you said it just a minute ago. This is a lifelong journey, and it's about understanding who God has called you to be. Not my husband will say it like this, what God has called you to be. If you know what you are, then you'll start to walk in that fully, to have a full understanding of who God blessed you to be. And you cannot fully walk in that anointing until you know it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know it. So a big part of that is being authentic. And we go back to the scripture when you're talking about the form of godliness and why it always rings in my spirit, because it's like, if you can have the form of godliness, I can do all these things the right way, yet I can deny the power. I can deny the power. So if we're not in our full authentic selves in what we say and what we do and how we believe and in our time with God, then how can we expect the Spirit of God to really take precedence in our life?
That's good.
And so it's not about what we do. It's what he wants to do through us. So it's about being authentic. I'm all about that.
Amen, amen. And it's almost like as we continue to walk with the Lord, he, in his chosen time, unveils more of who we have become. It's like an unveiling to the world.
Absolutely.
And with our agreement, we just shine. Because the Bible declares, and I'm such a proponent of this, the Bible declares that a city set on a hill cannot be hid. Nobody takes the candle and puts it up under a bed, up under a bushel. We are created and recreated to shine. Amen. Goes right there.
Yes,
listen, listeners, I had the pleasure of actually meeting this woman of God, I guess you could say, at a medium distance. She didn't know, I didn't know. We had crossed paths on different networks, on different platforms. I would see her face. I would see the work that she's doing. And I guess what God was doing, Dr. Tucker, is just planting a seed for me to one day approach you just like I did now. And when I saw you doing that interview with Dr. Sherita Lovelace on the Triumphant Show. Now, listen, listeners, I need y'all to go to Dr. Sherita Lovelace platform on Facebook and check out the video interview with yours truly talking about Dr. Trinell J. Tucker. It is amazing. She's going to tell you more about herself on that platform, but we got her here right now with us. And listen, she is a gospel manager. She helps these artists. You just heard from man of God, bro, Mike. He started this Fire Gospel Experience off with Jesus. And guess what? His wife, talking about bro, Mike's wife, she's doing her thing too. I love it when husbands and wives get together. And by the way, I know that you are newlywed. Congratulations to you and man of God, Devin Tucker, on you all's matrimony. I believe it was in December of last year?
Yes, it was December, yes.
Amen. Congratulations on that. Yeah, see, I'll be doing my homework on this Fire Gospel Experience. I love it. I pray for marriages. I pray for brothers and sisters in Christ. And just like woman of God, Queen Philly said, if we do go down, guess what? Our God is able to bring us back up again.
Everybody saw the hit, everybody saw the blow. Told friends and comforters, found out everybody know. Shining blank, it was true, but I see a walk with strength. Prayed to the Lord until the fault was painful to admit. My bad days said like I made it with cement. Cause it's hard to lay in and overcome embarrassment. Had no back of course, overwhelming all the thoughts. But the word came through like a safe on a force. Had to chew it up and swallow, let fresh water follow. No matter what I felt, God is good was my motto. No matter what was dealt, God can, was no typo. Kept it thugging through my problems, so God, no problemo. I get up again. Campbell, 7 times 7. God still call me a blessing. Now walk in innocence, cause the blood brought me redemption. Got a new beginning, my storage unit pending. Still loading up the vision, did away with the pretending. Still walking in the mission, hid away the word within me. I'm living out my truth, God from God got the anointing. Standing like a pillar, I ignore the finger points. And coming through like a queen on a tall white horse. I got up again. I don't need your crutches, I'm abiding in his will. I stand strong like a dozen. I got up, dust my shoulders, turn my head to the mountains. I rest well at night, no worries, dream a never-ending fountain. I get up again, I get up again. I get up again, I get up again. I get up again, I get up again. Fell down 7 times, but I got up again. I got up, I get up again, I get up again. I got up, I get up again, I get up again. I got up, I get up again, I get up again. Fell down 7 times, but I got up again. My destiny to win, I'm designed by a king. I refuse to give up, I'm trying to conquer everything. It's my destiny to win, I'm designed by a king. I refuse to give up, I'm trying to conquer everything. It's my destiny to win, I'm designed by a king. I refuse to give up, I'm trying to conquer everything. It's my destiny to win, I'm designed by a king. I refuse to give up, I'm trying to conquer everything. Everything. Trying to conquer everything, everything.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Fire, the gospel experience. We are your evangelistic outreach internet ministry radio, where we glorify God first and foremost. If we don't do nothing else, God, you're going to get the praise. You already know that, and we're going to keep on staying committed to that. And then we are here to encourage all of the listeners in our Christian faith. If you are a Christian, we want to continue to stretch you, to encourage you, to lift you up. And if you're not, if you're debating, if you're considering it, we are here to provide you with testimony and factual evidence, empirical evidence that we have obtained from ourselves. We ain't talking about what our grandmamas told us, our granddad, or somebody at church. We're telling y'all about what we've experienced on our own. And my special guest here, Dr. Trinell J. Tucker, is here to share with us. Now, out of many things that you do, you are a gospel artist, manager, promoter. Now, I know that you've heard the criticism about this gospel music we just heard from Queen Philly talking about Up Again. They say the beat is too jazzy, sounds like the club, this, that, and the other thing. And what would be your retort back to those that seem to feel like there's no place in the church body or in religious circles for gospel rap music? How would you address that critique?
A couple of different ways, but I'll faithfully summarize it here. I'll say that not all of it is meant for the inside of the four walls of the church. Gospel rap,
that's
like
good.
A lot of other genres of music, has a specific message, but is met with a specific language. The language is met for a specific set of people. And that doesn't dismiss, you know, anybody, any age group or anything like that. But it's just to say that if I'm in Spain and I don't know Spanish and I'm trying to order food, then I'm, you know what I mean? I need to know a little bit of something to get what I need. And so what God often does is he will utilize the people that can speak the language of the person that he's trying to reach. And so whether they're in the four walls of the church or outside of the four walls of the church, I don't care what the beat sounds like. I don't care what, if God is speaking, we got a lot of people missing it because of their interpretation of a beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not really listening to the words. There's so much meat in this music. And just like any other genre of music, Queen Philly is a powerhouse. You know what I mean? Like, her message derives from, you know, hurt, pain, experiences and stuff like that.
Come on.
But she's able to put it in a song in a way that is going to reach people that may not ever step foot in the church. They may not ever step foot in the church. But we talk about going to get the one. We talk about saving lost souls. Well, who's going to do that if they never get coming to church?
Yeah,
and so when we prep them outside of the four walls of the church with this music and the bass and the beat that the church sometimes rejects, then we just prepping them for them to get ready to come in those four walls, you know. But will the church be ready?
That's true.
You know what I mean? Will the church be ready? Because they're coming with a different understanding, a different language. And God will prepare you, but you have to be open to what God is doing through different people.
I like that understanding and that expression, because you helped my understanding. I've never heard it put so succinctly the way you did, is that everything that gospel rap presents may not be for the four walls of the church. Now, one of the things that I've noticed is that when there is a gospel rap concert, like you said, you have people that may have some idea of the artist. They love the beat. They love the music. But then also... along with the lyrics that's in the song, there is times of testimony in between the songs where the gospel artists are sharing their relationship with Christ. They are, if nothing else, they are seed planters. They are evangelists out in the world, out in the field, where people can get their initial contact with Jesus Christ through this particular art form. Now, here's a history lesson for you if you don't know. Thomas A. Dorsey, who is a gospel giant composer, one of his all-time greats is Precious Lord. But what a lot of people don't know is that Thomas A. Dorsey was a pianist in what was back then known as the juke joints. And when he brought his music into the church at that time, they were predominantly singing hymns. And they put Thomas A. Dorsey out of a lot of churches they knew about his background, and they were not trying to hear any other music other than what they had already traditionally become accustomed to. But what you just said and what I've understood is that God speaks also generationally to his people.
Yes.
So I don't know if we notice it, but when the millennials hear hymns, Precious Lord, and oh my God, they slump down in their chairs because that's not for them. They don't feel it the way we do. So we have to be more tolerant. The Bible says that some of the fruit of the Spirit is for us to be more tolerant of one another. That means I'm going to accept you as you are. I don't have to like everything you like, but I love you in Jesus. And if it has some stability in it on a religious segment, then guess what? You go ahead on and you do your thing. Because guess what? When we leave here, they're going to be doing it anyway, so we might as well make room for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Woman of God, listen. I just need to get that out, because a lot of people are allowing divisions in the church where all we need to do is gain a greater appreciation and understanding one another and stop trying to act like we better than
Absolutely.
You. Let's talk about your book, Beautiful Chaos. What is that title? How did that title for your book, Beautiful Chaos, even come about? I'm sure that the context of what you've written falls under that, but that is such a beautiful title. Tell us about it, and then the heart of the book.
Okay, so Beautiful Chaos, I actually started writing back when I was a teenager, but I didn't really know what I wanted to write. And it didn't really come into full view until I was like probably in the beginning stages of my relationship with the church. And okay. So I'm like understanding a little bit more about myself, and I was battling a lot with depression. I was battling a lot with some experiences I had as a child, and I brought that into adulthood. And I couldn't understand at that time that I was an adult. I was in an adult body, but still handling and seeing things through the views of an 11-year-old girl that was being hurt.
Okay.
And
that's real talk.
I didn't know how to function like I should have. You know, I should have been growing up. I should have been able to understand that, but I couldn't because I was stuck in that era, that time. So the beautiful chaos came from the fact that I love God and I'm happy most of the time, and I can walk around with a smile on my face, but I'm also the one that was diagnosed with severe manic depression, which most people know as bipolar disorder. And a lot of people don't talk about it, especially being a black woman who's well-educated, who thrives off success, you know, and that's all people know about me, but they didn't know the silent battle. They don't know the silent battle, you know, that I have to still deal with. I have to go to therapy. I have to do all those things. So Beautiful Chaos is a depiction of me, my story, but also the story of other black women who may have going through some similar things and how we navigate that to find ourselves in the arms of God, to where we can start seeing ourselves the way he sees us, you know, and treating ourselves with that same type of love. So it's a personal journey, but yet it helps other people, you know, go through their own personal journey as well.
And so it sounds like that saying that you can see my glory, but you don't know my story. I am under the belief that the majority of people that have been blessed with success have gone through a great measure of crises and had to overcome and had to depend on God more than the average person, believer or not. I'm saying that those of us that have been blessed to achieve is because we have been down lower than most people can, I mean, even appreciate. So I appreciate what you said right there. Now, with your personal struggles, is that what kind of lured you into the educational pursuit of human services? Because we don't talk about depression in the church, because if we do, it's almost like a slight on your faith. Girl, you don't need to be depressed. And what's wrong with your faith? See, that's the kind of criticism that we get in the church that keeps a lot of people closed mouths.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What I started noticing, like I said, when I was writing that book, I kept getting like the brain freeze, you know what I mean? Like I was like, I'm writing, I know where I'm going, and then God is like, all of a sudden I'm blank, and I'm like, God, what in the world?
Wow.
And he sat me down one night and like put me in a deep sleep, and all I remember when I woke up, he said, you put pen to paper, I'm writing your story.
Wow.
You just put the pen to the paper. You hear that?
That's good.
You put the pen to the paper. I'm writing your story. So he was trying to tell me, listen, Trinell, you stop trying to write what you think your destiny is and start living it and let me write the story for you. Come on.
Come on. Come on.
Come on. That can only come from a relationship with God.
Ooh.
You got to be ready to hear something like that. You got to be ready to hear something
right
like
there.
That.
That's powerful right there. Oh, my God. I love it. I love it. And how have you found your ability to blend what you do through higher education, through your educational doctorate degree, into the spiritual realm of knowing scriptures and how those have found a way to beautifully coincide and exist together? Tell us how you're able to minister people on both fronts, spiritually and educationally.
You know what it is, and this is, it may sound so cliche to a lot of people, I am who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that God has put inside of me is because he put it there, you know what I mean? And it perfectly intertwines where I was asking questions before, like, okay, what do I want to do? What do I want to be? Mm-hmm. What, you know, what is this for? Why do I like this? Why is this happening to me?
Yeah.
And most people, this is a funny story to me where I say I got 4 degrees in 4 different areas of study. I was like, God, I don't know what I want to do. And I was like, 4 different areas of study. And God is like, okay. He's laughing at me because he already knows. And how about I use every single thing that I've learned, every area of study that I've, you know, had time in. God is using it right now for me. And, I mean, from working with youth, I was a youth pastor for 10 years in a small church down where I live at now, which was actually my first church home. And I learned a lot about where I used to be and what God was trying to do with me, why I was going through so many experiences that I did when I was a youth, which means I was scared to talk to kids that looked like they could they were different from me. You know what I mean? Like the popular kids, I dealt with bullying and I dealt with all that stuff. But those are the same kids that God placed me in front of. You know, I had youth programs where we were doing mentorships and stuff like that with these same kids. But for some reason, it kept growing and growing. I went from 12 kids to 350 kids before I finished that program. And working with, you know, the juvenile justice system down here, just growing all these programs, I'm like, God, what in the world are you doing? Because this is actually not what I want to do, Jesus. You know, he just kept growing it. He kept growing and he gave me a heart for it. And so he, by writing this book, it helped me to understand that, because then I understood, okay, God was showing me that 11-year-old girl.
Mm.
He needed me to understand those experiences were making me into the person where I was destined to be. So he's like, okay, destiny right here, but you're not there yet. You're not ready for this level yet. So I got to take you through this experience. You got to be broken down here, and now you can, you know, step into this era. But it's a lifelong thing, and I'm growing, and I'm loving the process of growing. And so as God is growing me up, I'm learning more and more about what he's doing, the destiny he has for me. I'm not a type of person that's just stuck on one thing. I'm very open to what God is doing with my life, and I'm just going with the flow and loving it.
That's what I tell people all the time. We be so set on a particular mindset on what we think things should be. I tell people, man, relax and go with the flow. Look and see what the vibe and the wave and the circumstances are now. And then just kind of trust God in your spirit that what you see is the direction I need to move in. Because as you were sharing your testimony, what I heard from you, what I heard from you, woman of God, Dr. Tucker, is God kept that group going until it growed on you.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
That's just what he did. You was looking around talking about, man, I ain't even trying to be here. And this thing keep growing. And what it did is as it grew, you knew you had an accountability and an obligation to stay there.
There you go.
And that's what God wanted you to do. Stay there until it reached your heart and it moved past your fears, your uncertainties, and your doubts.
Yes.
And it touched your heart.
Yes.
And all of the other things just fell to the wayside. Amen. God, Lord Jesus, God is good.
Watch this man of God. Watch this man of God before we move on to the next point. When God is preparing you, there's some breaking down he has to do. And he was breaking down me down in some areas that I didn't understand or didn't know that I had a problem in. And he said, if you're willing to let me use you, Trinell, you're willing to, so I need you. You're willing to let me use you, so I need you to go through these processes. And the same, like I said, the same faces and the same people, I felt the same fears as an adult having to deal with some of the stuff that these kids were bringing to me. So I'm not only the teacher and the mentor, I'm also the little 11-year-old girl. I was like, please don't let them see me. Please don't let them see. And God had to show me, Trinell, you're still responding from that place. And so I had, I'm going to keep putting you in a place, and I'm keep putting you in this position until you realize who you are and who you're not.
Amen. Amen. God was using those children as mirrors. Won't he do it?
Yes.
But the thing about it is, like Man of Jones, Canton Jones is about to tell us, that's how you are winning today. Amen?
Amen.
From the end to the beginning of day, let's go. I'm winning today. What about you? What about you? I'm winning today.
Amen, amen. Ken Jones right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, and he is one of many of the gospel artists that is being promoted, produced, mentored by woman of God, Dr. Trinell J. Tucker. When you speak to man of God, Kenton Jones, tell him that he owes me an interview. We had him scheduled for the 2022 Spin Awards. And he was slotted in, but we couldn't make it happen. Tell him that's okay. I ain't mad. I understand things happen. But let him know that we did have him scheduled for the 2022 Spin Award. So I'm looking forward to having that man of God here because he has an extended, outstanding gospel music ministry career. For the sake of the listeners out here, woman of God, that are gospel artists that are striving and thriving to be their best in their ministry, do you have any suggestions about what you think will help them be winners today in their efforts to expand their music ministry? What does it take, woman of God?
Knowing why you're doing it. It's important. A lot of artists get out and they enjoy music. They enjoy making music. But when it comes to really serving, which is why we say we do gospel music, then you got to understand why you're doing it. And this is the part that most people break the conversation with me, our initial conversation, the consultation, because I ask them this question and they can't answer it. And that's a problem. Ministry cannot be separated from that passion that you have in the music. There is a reason why you're doing the music, and that will tell us a lot about the lyrics to your song, the lyric to your song. Mm. We're not just looking to feel good and have goosebumps. We looking for some testimony. We're looking for a message. We're looking for some real interaction with the Holy Spirit. Like, bring us in. Bring us somewhere. Take us somewhere.
Yes.
And so knowing your why you're doing it, is the most important part of music ministry. And just making music in general, because I work with artists that are not gospel artists, may consider themselves inspirational artists, but they have a message. It's a reason they're doing what they're doing, and that I encourage every artist, know why you're doing it first. It makes a big difference on how far you'll go.
It makes a huge difference, and if I may, I'd like to share this viewpoint that there is a reason that everyone is not rich, wealthy, and millionaires, because everybody is not good financial stewards. I have had the privilege and the pleasure, Dr. Tucker, to interview gospel artists that have maintained their ministry for 10, 20, and 30 years and have never been nominated for a gospel music awards, a Stellar Award, a Dove Award, a Grammy Award, because God is not necessarily intending everybody to be right there with Fred Hammond and Yolanda Adams. We are called into the body of Christ according to what God knows we can handle. Now, as one of my favorite shows, Unsung, the majority of those music careers, those people, the majority of them fell into either sex, drugs, or some sort of money issues where either they were cheated out of money or else they didn't pay their taxes and wind up being financially broke. So I like how you said, know what you're doing it for, because seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And that way, whatever you do, God will bless it so much so that it will overflow and you won't have room enough to receive it wherever you are. Everybody is not meant to go national. Everybody is not meant to go statewide. Some of us have a priority to just do what we do right there in the city that we're in, sometime right there in the neighborhood. Amen?
Absolutely. There's one point I do want to make, and it's one of my favorite sayings. You're not called to the world. You're called to your world. What did God call you to? Ooh. Who are the people? There are a specific set of people that are set aside for you, and they need your voice. They need your they need your testimony. They need you are specifically designed. Your voice is designed to vibrate the eardrums of a certain set of people. And if you don't go, if you don't speak and you don't be obedient, there's somebody that's going to miss God and miss opportunity. And so I always tell people, I say, whether you're on a small stage with one person or whether you're on a large stage with millions of people, your audience of one is greater than any amount of people that you will ever see in front of you. And so your worship and your what you do in your ministry should always be like you in the front of a million people. Always.
Amen. That's so funny.
Because there's an audience
of
one.
Yes, I've actually been inspired to write a poem called Millions. I'm going to send it to you because what it does is it's actually God asking one individual. He says that, are you going to be ready for the fame, the fortune? It's going to take time away from your family. It's going to require you to study my word, blah, blah, blah. And then the answer to whoever he was speaking to was like, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. And then God said, well, what if I send you to speak to one, two, or three individuals at a time? What if I send you to that million one and two and three at a time, as opposed to a stadium full at a time? Would you still be willing? So I'm going to send that to you because that's something to think about. If it's all about prestige, fame, and fortune, nine times out of ten, you'll find yourself still wanting to do something that God knows that you're not prepared to do. So I have learned to do what John the Baptist has said. He said, I must decrease so that God, Jesus, can increase, because that's good enough for me, woman of God. Amen.
Absolutely.
Where can we get in touch with you? Where can my gospel artists that are striving to go further in their music ministry, Where can those pastors that have need for a woman speaker to come and share get in touch with you so that you can be a part of whatever event is going on and help mentor these up-and-coming aspiring gospel artists? How can you be reached?
Absolutely. You can reach me on all social media sites, Facebook and Instagram at Trinell J. Tucker. It's Trinell, Dr. T on Instagram, actually. So you can reach me at either one of those. My email directly for any booking, anything like that, will be the letter U, the number one, STMGNT at gmail.com. Mm-hmm. That's you first, MGNT at gmail.com. Also, my direct line where they can call me directly for booking, it is 904-806-3037. I gave out all the information.
You gave out all the information. Now, I will be looking for my autographed copy of Beautiful Chaos.
You don't get it, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's going right in the library, and I promise you I'm going to read page after page. Where can my listeners get a copy of your book, Beautiful Chaos?
It is available now on Amazon. I will be opening up a special come August, and you guys are going to get a 3-for-1 special, actually. So y'all lock in with me on Facebook. Make sure you follow my page so that you can get those updates. It's only going to be exclusively for those who are following me on Facebook to get that deal.
Amen. That is tremendous. And listen, is there anything local going on in your area where you are so that the people that listen to this broadcast can support you there, or any future projects that you'd like to make an announcement on?
Absolutely. Nothing locally happening right now, but we do have RockOn Magazine. It's a brand new magazine we launched in May. And we are so super excited about that. It is a focus on mental health and dealing with women in the entertainment industry, all aspects.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a target focus on our guys as well. We got a special edition coming out this July, and it features three very, very, respectable men of God that I believe their stories are going to be instrumental for our readers. And we got so much going on with that. We got a conference coming up on 2024. I have my VP, I'm sure you guys know, Miss Timberland Atkins from Independent Connection. Mm-hmm. We have merged together, and I brought her on, and we have some great things coming up. This Raw conference is all about getting the fluff out the way and really bringing, you know, the word of God into what it is that we're doing, how to fire ourselves and allow God to do his thing in our lives, in our ministries, in our workplaces.
Amen. Well, listen, woman of God, I just want you to know this is my year of release from any credit card debt. I got some major projects going on at my home, in my swimming pool. Once I take care of those things in 2023, I'm ready to just get some of them miles on the airlines and travel. And I need to meet
you,
anointed people live, and be blessed by these conferences, by these concerts. I'm ready to get on the road because I'm getting close to that retirement age, and I'm already laying ground for my nest egg and for my financial blessings to allow me the freedom to just travel my little heart's desire. So keep me informed, because I'm looking forward to being a actual physical part of the celebrations of the events that you have going on. I'm going to be traveling my little sanctified self off. Amen. Any closing words of wisdom before you go? Give us some closing words of wisdom.
If God be for you, who can be against you? And I don't mean, I need you to get that down in your spirit. If God before you, who can be against you? There's a spiritual war going on. There's warfare. And we're missing it because we forget to separate the truth from reality. Those are two different things. Mm. You have truth that's in the word of God. It's the word that Jesus speaks to us. But we also have a reality that's based on our experiences and the things that we go through. But that don't make it truth. And so I want you guys Amen. To focus on God, focus on what God is telling you, focus on the truth, look in the mirror in the Word of God, spend time with the Father, and allow Him to do what
yes.
He do in your life, because He's the best at what He do. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. That'll preach right there. That will preach. Woman of God, listen, you have an open door invitation to return back to this Fire Gospel Experience platform. If I take too long to invite you and you got that burning sensation in your spirit and you don't see nobody around that you can get a platform seat with, then don't worry about it. Get in touch with me. If I have to move somebody around, I'll do it. Amen?
Amen.
Woman of God, Dr. Trinell J. Tucker was here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Thank you, woman of God. I'm praying for your exuberant success and your wonderful manifestation of praise and everything that you do for God's glory. I pray you be blessed.
Amen.
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 Amen. Dr. Trinell J. Tucker, y'all. Amen, amen. That's what we talk about, y'all. Powerful people of God that coming in and they have no shame, and they are specifically declared to be the people of God, to do the will of God, the way of God, according to His word. Amen. Goes right there. I told y'all this young lady is a manager, producer, mentor to many up-and-coming as well as well-established gospel artists. Well, Kenton Jones, I believe he has a son that's going to come next, Sky Blue. He's trying to find himself. Now, who have not had to have that personal discussion with themselves in light of having this invitation to have an eternal relationship with God? I told y'all in the very beginning, I said that God has blessed us with eternal life. That eternal life didn't start when we all of a sudden fly away up to heaven on some pink cloud on angels' wings. Eternal life is a gift that is given to us right here, right now on earth. God wants us to enjoy the full benefits of eternal life in this flesh body, this earthly realm that we're living in. But He wants us to be of value. He wants us to be fruitful. He wants us to fellowship with Him long distance on earth while we go out and reach the masses and tell them about this beautiful relationship that they may know nothing of, that they may not fully appreciate. We are walking, talking, living, breathing testimony. And like man of God, Sky Blue is about to share with y'all in a very millennial gospel way, street way from the streets, that sometimes we have to do the hardest work, which is actually trying to find myself.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find myself in this crazy world. Yeah, I'm thinking all these thoughts, mine go 12 and 12. Yeah, I'm trying to reach these heights, I'm at the top of the world. Yeah, I'm pretty juiced so much, I made the devil hurt. Oh, gotta turn on the lights if it was never dark. Yeah, when I see Jesus again, it's gonna be a big spark. Yeah, I'm repenting from my sins, don't wanna be caught lacking. Yeah, it was different back then when they was just spitting facts. And I'm trying to prove myself to the world when they should be proving themselves to me. It seems that people are the most money, they want to cheat. I just want you to keep it the most honest so we don't get a feast. Man, you can't do it by yourself, gotta get a team. Man, I just wanna walk around where there ain't no pain. I just want a better world, right the same. Man, I can't be tamed, don't take it as a game. I'm not finna take the blame, just don't let them be ashamed. I'm just trying to find myself. 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 Trying to find myself through the storm, through the rain. All I need is your love and I don't feel no pain. We just going up, up and then we never sink. Don't wanna fade away, they said I'm getting dank. I got a thing to do, I can't really know. I got a list of things I gotta achieve now. Yeah, the kings and queens, I gotta see now. I was blind before, but I can see now. Through the struggle, through the pain, he's still with me. All the things I did before, can you forgive me? Got this stuff on my mind, can you just clear me? I've been talking to you lately, can you hear me? I went through so much things, I'm not the same now. They keep bringing up the past, but I changed them. Are they here for the cash and the chains though? Man, I'm drinking, praise God, I'm not ashamed. I'm just trying to find myself. I'm just trying to find myself. I'm just trying to find myself.
Greetings, I am Lady V, founder of Praise Him More 24/7 commercial free radio. Right now you are listening to radio host Ronald E. Jefferson with Fire, the Gospel Experience. Acquiring from the words of the Hawkins Boys featuring Rance Allen, come along and get on board the joyful train for that ultimate gospel experience with Ronald E. and Lady V. Be blessed as well as be a blessing by sharing your experience and our biblical inspiration and gospel music. Again, with Ronald E. Jefferson, host of Fire, the Gospel Experience, and Lady V, hostess of Praise Him More. Playing the best in gospel music, let us return to Ronald E. and Fire, the Gospel Experience. Be blessed.
In life, we are blessed with so much. It's not because we've been so good. It's not because we've been so right. But it's because of Jesus Christ. If it wasn't for Jesus Christ, who died upon the cross, where would you be? Where would you be? And if he hadn't shed his blood for you and me, where would we be? Where would we be? It's not because I've been so, it's not because I've been so right, hey, it's because of Jesus Christ. Thank God who brought me through, would do the same.
how you made a difference in my life. Plus with the ultimate sacrifice, tell me how to use the word day and night. I've lived long enough to say, now I'm living the rest of my life for you. Cause I know you the only reason I'm breathing. That's why I have faith in the things you do. No more discrepancies, obstacles, I'm the block. No red tape, carnal things no longer matter. They're insignificant in any case. This is God's program, we're just giving dominion. It's best when it comes to the man of above, it's best you keep your opinion. Talking about those hypocrites and backsliders in church, they just mumble. But let them stay long enough, they gon' get this thing and be humble. And to my needy family, I acknowledge all true blessings. Had Lord save me, I've been brought out of my transgressions. That's why I don't cherish things, this world, they gon' pass. The only thing I do for Christ is gon' last. That's why I don't cherish things, this world, they gon' pass. The only thing I do for Christ is gon' last.
Of woman of God, Shanice Hill Sullivan. Thank you, woman of God. That woman of God, she was the very first person when this fire gospel experience was first launched 5 years ago. She, with her loving kind self, put my name in as a nominee for the Spin Awards back in 2021. Thank you so much, woman of God. I do appreciate that, and I'm just super excited to announce that I have been blessed again for the 2023 Music Love Awards, nominated as Fire the Gospel Experience as Podcast of the Year. You can go to my Facebook page, Ron E. Jefferson. You can go to musicloveawards.com website and vote, not just for Fire the Gospel Experience. If there's anybody other than this Gospel Experience platform that has blessed you, by all means, vote for them, because I already feel like a winner just to be in the same category with so many of God's anointed people. There are other categories that we want you to vote on. The voting is still going on, but it's coming to a close, so make sure you go to the musicloveawards.com and vote for the people of God that are blessing you as we do the Lord's work. Here is Man of God, S.W. Washington, and Favor. And yes, Lord God, they are talking about what it really means to be blessed by God. To be a warrior is what they are talking about. That means we fight for God no matter what. Amen.
Every day, trying to stay on track.
Are you a warrior for the Lord? Amen. Goes right there. Yes, indeed, because that's what it's really all about, fighting this battle for our Lord. Amen. Goes right there.
Hello. I'm recording artist James H. Glover III, and you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is moving. It's a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you, yes you, to let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. I want for you and your friends and your family to join us at the 2023 Music Love Awards on August the 18th and 19th, 2023 at the Four Points by Sheraton Hotel in Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm a nominee traveling from Kentucky, and I'm expecting a great move from God as we honor first him and then all his people who are doing great things in his kingdom. So make plans to be there with us for an amazing time in God at the MLAs on August the 18th and 19th. Yes, that's August 18th and 19th, 2023, at the Four Points by Sheraton Hotel in Little Rock. Keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirits and give you new strength. God bless. Love y'all.
Amen, amen. That's the 2023 Music Love Awards that will be starting on August the 18th and August the 19th, Friday and Saturday, right there in Little Rock at Four Points by Sheraton. We want you to see you there. We want you to have a good celebratory time in Jesus as we give God praise and as we encourage one another, celebrate the accomplishments of all of God's people that are called to do what it is God to do in this particular ministry of music, musicians, and so many, many more. We're just going to celebrate and have a good, good time in the Lord. Amen. Goes right there. I am looking forward to having you anointed, blessed people of God to come in and share in the Word of Inspiration. That is this portion of Fire, the gospel. You anointed people of God, come in with your anointed words of oratory, of encouragement, of lyrical expressions that from a biblical perspective just encourages us to higher heights in God. I am always happy and blessed to have this man of God, Richie E. Irby, from the group Mael and Company. He writes me messages every day. I said, Brother Richie Irby, you need to just send me some recorded messages so that you can expand this gift of encouragement further than what you already do. I'm sure I'm not the only person to receive these messages, but we need to hear his voice. We need to feel his spirit as he expresses in Word of Inspiration, man of God, Richie Irby, on Fire, the gospel experience.
Good morning. I pray that you are overjoyed thus far on this spectacular day. I pray that this day of blessings and favor is like none other. Allow the sunshine to brighten every ounce of your day, not allowing any room for negative thoughts or actions. Continue to be the light that shines as an example of victory and prosperity. Remember that whatever you think about and speak will manifest, not what others think or say. Again, have a wonderful day.
Amen, amen. I am just so encouraged by that man of God. And yes, he is a gospel artist with Mael and Company. Go to his Facebook page, Richie E. Irby. If you're in need of a man of God that has a gift of oratory, that is leading a group of young men that plays sanctified gospel music, Mael and Company is the group that you need to get in touch with. Amen, amen, and amen goes right there. We are encouraging you with words from the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 52 at verses 11 and 12 is where we will start. And we're talking about back up. Amen. Back up, back up. Amen. We don't mean for you to step back. What we're talking about back up is who can you depend on? Who can you count on when things get rough, when things go south, when there's a need, and you know that there's only very few people, not very many people at all, that you can really depend on? Reading from the Word of God, Isaiah 52, 11 and 12, it says, out of here, leave this place. Don't look back. Don't contaminate yourselves with plunder. Just leave, but leave clean. Purify yourselves in the process of worship, carrying the holy vessels of God. But you don't have to be in a hurry. You're not running from anybody. God is leading you out of here. And the God of Israel is also your rear guard. Now, I'm a breathing, walking, talking, and living witness that the Word of God is given to us for our inspiration, information, and instruction. 1 Corinthians 10 and 6 says, now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. And then again in 1 Corinthians 10, 11 says, now all these things happen unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, whom are the ends of the earth are come. Now, the they that they're talking about, the people that ignored and disobeyed the word of God, we don't want that to happen, right? So what we do is we keep mindful and stay observant to obey and apply the word of God to our lives. Now, in our summary lesson today, our God is speaking to his chosen people on how to live their lives, how to live our lives. Amen. How to live our lives. Yes. We need to have instruction, information, as well as examples on how to live our lives and how they live their lives from that day forward. And what were God's chosen people to move forward from? Excellent question. Because it's something symbolic where we all can relate to. God is leading you out of here is what the scripture says. Wake up. Wake up. Isaiah 52 verse 1 and 2 says, pull on your boots, Zion. Dress up in your Sunday best. Jerusalem, holy city. Those who want no part of God have been called out. They won't be coming along. Brush off the dust and get to your feet, captive Jerusalem. Throw off your chains, captive daughter of Zion. God has once again declared a release from slavery and bondage for his God's people, which was a result of worshiping other gods, or worse yet, not worshiping God at all. Are we too sometimes negligent in our kingdom priorities? Have we ourselves allowed our sanctified guards down and suddenly and or sometimes blatantly fallen into sin? Yeah, right, fell into sin. Walk right into that bad boy with eyes wide shut. Amen goes right there. Which may indeed involve the consequences of sin, like exposure, depression, sickness, diseases. These could very well be our symbolic imprisonments of consequences, just as the children of Israel suffered even back in their days. Isaiah 52 and 3 said, God says, you were sold for nothing. You're being brought back for nothing. Now, it is very possible that when our souls become distanced from the holy light of God's righteous ways of life, that our souls can be so grieved that we're devalued in our own eyesights. We can become even so ashamed to look at ourselves in our own eyes, because there is much truth that the eyes are the windows of our soul. And when the Christian believer veers off the pathways of God's ordained will, we become of little self-worth to ourselves due to our living beneath our privileges. Isaiah 52, 11 and 12. Our key verse says, out of here, out of here. Leave this place. Don't look back. Don't contaminate yourselves with plunder. Our holy God speaks in authority to us. Get up. Get out. Get away from the mess that we've somehow gotten ourselves into. James 1 and 13 in the New Testament verifies this by it says, let no man say that he is tempted, that when he is tempted, I'm tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he with any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and entice. Notice it says that God won't tempt you. That doesn't mean God won't test you. Yes, yes. The challenge and struggle of our spirit and our carnal mind is a reality. Our two natures are at war with one another. Galatians 5 and 17 makes it plain. It says, for the flesh lusteth after the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that you would. We're talking about back up on this Fire Gospel Experience. Isaiah 52 verses 11 and 12 are key verses. Back up, because sometimes, yes, we need God to back us up because we've gotten ourselves into some mess, y'all, and we need God's help. We need God's deliverance. Yes, as redeemed people of God. Yes, as saved people of God. And when we stray away from God, just like woman of God, Monica Bracken is about to say, yes, Lord, I miss you. My soul misses you. I miss that sweet, sweet intimacy that we share with you, Holy God.
Free. Hello, this is Gloria Boware, former radio and TV host, also the Music Love Awards Promoter of the Year nominee and winner. If you're a gospel artist or group and you are looking for professional promotion, you can contact me at 256-307-0617 or email me at theboarenetwork@gmail.com. I am inviting you to contact me. We are currently seeking to promote new artists and other gospel groups for conferences, revivals, and concerts. You're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. God wants you to do all that you can to bring him glory, and I want that for you as well. Until then, keep it tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
Amen, amen. That's right, woman of God, Gloria Boware. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's my homegirl from Detroit, y'all. She moved down south just like I did, but I finally met that woman of God after all these years of knowing each other on Facebook at the 2022 Music Love Awards. And, boy, you're talking about a woman that is full of God and got God's spirit all in her. You want to contact her if you're looking for some promotions to help your music ministry. You need to get in touch with woman of God, Gloria Boware. She will help you achieve the goal and the purpose that God has already put in your life. We are discussing backup from Old Testament prophet Isaiah, chapter 52, verses 11 and 12 is where we are discussing, where we are taking your spiritual sanctified thinking into just some consideration so that we can all grow higher in our understanding of how to apply God's will, God's word, God's way to our lives. We left off with a discussion about how we sometimes are challenged with the struggle of our spirit and our carnal mind. Yes, it's a reality. And our two natures are at war with one another. And I quoted from Galatians 5:17, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one to the other, so that we cannot do those things that we would apart from God's help. I added that last part on there. By ourselves, we are overpowered with our fleshly desire because we have a history with those things that the flesh desire that have no spiritual connection at all. It's all temporary, quick, and just readily accessible things that we use to satisfy that palate that's in our spirit, in our flesh, that is not in our spirit. So we Christian believers are always at war on at least two fronts: the war around us in the world that we live in, and the war within us that runs so deep, even to our very soul, mind, and emotion. But listen, y'all, all praises to our God, who, when he, God, makes demands and declarations, God always provides the necessary means of solutions, remedies, and evacuation plans for us to follow. Back to 1 Corinthians 10th chapter verse 13 says, there has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man, woman, boy, or girl. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear. And then we are concluding in Isaiah chapter 52, verses 11b and 12 says, just leave, but leave clean. Purify yourself in the process of worship, carrying the holy vessels of God. But you don't have to be in a hurry. You're not running from anybody. That's deep. Even though we are the very guilty ones that allowed our admission into some foolishness, God is always our great retriever and redeemer. He'll come and get us out of that mess. We follow God's voice from whatever ails us, and we gratefully and gleefully praise God with a heart full of worship. And then we retrieve those holy ornaments of Bible study, prayer, songs of deliverance, testimony, whatever it is, and regain our places back in the line of the soldiers of our faith. Isaiah 12b, verse 12b, chapter 52 says, God is leading you out of here, and the God of Israel is also your rear guard. And through it all, God has and always had our rear guard, our backside, meaning that as we make our exit away from whatever it was that held us captive and in bondage, God steps in behind us to prevent a sneak attack from the enemy and also to keep us moving forward and not to be lured back again. And as the King James Version puts the interpretation of rear guard, Isaiah 52 and 12 says, for he shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight. For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your reward. God's rear guard becomes our reward for our return. Amen, amen, and amen. Lord, we thank you for being our backup, for being our rear guard, for catching us when we're not able to catch ourselves. Amen. Goes right there. Just something for your spiritual considerations with your sanctified nutrition. You're tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience. Amen. Listen, y'all. How about listening to Man of God, Vincent Beckton? Y'all know he's going to be at the 2023 Music Love Awards right there, August 18, 1923, at Four Points by Sheraton in Little Rock, Arkansas. And he is a brother that knows God will and God wants to. Amen. Experience, Lord Jesus, that's what I'm talking about. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. We can't thank you enough. But I do want to thank my special guest, woman of God. She came in, author, gospel artist, manager, as well as so many more wonderful gifts and callings on her life, talking about none other than woman of God. Dr. Trinell J. Tucker was here in this Fire Gospel Experience, and she blessed us with so much wisdom, knowledge, so much encouragement, so much enlightenment. We want to thank you, woman of God, as well as man of God, in my Word of Inspiration recorded message from gospel artist, group leader, man of God, Richie E. Irby of the group Mael and Company. Thank y'all for being such outstanding people of God that take your stand seriously and your commitment in ministry to heart, mind, body, and soul. I want to leave you with one final word, and that is, when we allow ourselves to be overcommitted, we unknowingly invite ourselves to be deflated, diminished, and unprotected. So sometimes we have to say no, y'all, just for the sake of knowing everything that a lot of people don't know that we already have responsibilities and obligations for. We just politely decline to say, you know what, I appreciate the invitation, I appreciate the offer to get involved, but right now I don't have the time that I could fully commit to what it is that you would like for me to do, but please in the future keep me in mind for any future opportunities. Right now, I have enough to do that I'm responsible for, and I do thank you, and I bless the work, and I will be praying for you all. Amen goes right there. Listen, I want to just bless you all and leave y'all with man of God, born again. He wants to just keep it real more than anything, and that's what I'm talking about right there, right there. So until next time, y'all be blessed in the name of our wonderful Savior, Redeemer, Jesus the Christ. Until next time, y'all be blessed. Come on, brother born again. Let's talk about what's real, and then we're going to keep it 100.
What do you see, yo, when you look at me, yeah? All I hope you see is Christ is using me, yeah? When it's over,
I'm going to have to see you later. Hit you with the deuces, y'all pray for me through my head.
Bring it on, you won't speak up my God, it's us. Yeah.